They were two parents holding pictures of their murdered daughter. The mother wiped away tears as the accused killer entered the courtroom. Their first names, Nicholas and Virginia. Their last name, Payne.
I just think of him as a man who took all her tomorrows and the crusher of dreams.
Crushing the dreams of their daughter, 22-year-old Rebecca Payne, a promising Northeastern University student shot to death in her Mission Hill apartment 4 years ago in what prosecutors call a case of mistaken identity. The Paynes came up here from Connecticut because they wanted to witness this arraignment. They didn't come looking for closure.
It doesn't allow us to move forward. We just want the process to move forward. It's been 4 years and the process is moving forward. They have someone accused of this crime. In the end, nothing changes for us, really. She's still gone. We'll never see her again.
And to see the man accused of killing their daughter, to see the man charged with snuffing out the light of their lives, well, that was a lot to take in.
We saw how he kind of strolled in. I mean, we look at him and say, that's evil and stupidity mixed together. And we wished we didn't have to see him, but we know we have to.
If what they saw in that courtroom was a mixture of evil and stupidity, then what they held in their hands and hearts was just the opposite, a mixture of goodness and intelligence. That's the way Nicholas and Virginia Payne will remember their daughter as they move out of this country to Virginia's homeland near Madagascar, where there aren't so many guns.
You see, there's violence in other countries too, but not guns. I was a police officer for 11 and a half years. I never carried a gun.
But what she and her husband will always carry, regardless of where they go, is the memory of their daughter and the name and the reality of Payne.
In the end, nothing changes for us, really.
From Suffolk Superior Court, Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio, 1030.